Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 at WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. How quickly the Eagles season seems to have turned around. Well, it did help to face, quite possibly, the worst team we've ever seen on a Sunday in America in the last 50 years. That was a stink-out-loud Jets team. That was a horrendous football team. But the Eagles did what they had to do. They get the win. Dallas loses. And now as the Birds gear up for Week 6 in Minnesota and a tough stretch up ahead, they do so tied for first place in the division. Look, we'll take your reaction on all of it all day, obviously, at 888-729-9494. There's a lot to get into. What stood out? The good. There was some really good. The bad. There was some bad. And there was some ugly. But there was a lot more good than bad and a lot more good than ugly. We'll talk about it with you. The plays, the players, the moments. Obviously, if you were there watching on TV, listening here on WIP, we want to hear from you. Your experience of the game at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
A baby oyster is called a spat.
Oh, okay.
Oyster spat. Little babies.
Was it called an
before
oyster
they grow
spat
shells.
Or a spat? You just said it's called a spat, and then you said
either
an
or.
Spat. Oh, okay. Well, you just changed the rules then. Okay.
No, it's a spat.
Okay, so it's not.
I baby spat. Oyster on you, Joe DeCamera, for trying to mess with me right there.
You know, I twisted you around. I was like the Eagles D line, bringing the pressure.
Well, right, let's they get... did that indeed.
Right, let's get
but,
to it.
But the question, my question is, what does that really mean? You know, yesterday. We won by a lot.
Yep.
Yesterday, we felt pretty good about things afterward until we, just like ran down through like just how bad the Jets were. Like in my mind, yesterday's game was a real positive because I know that, you know, you beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and that's what great teams do. I'm not saying we're a great team yet, but we check that box off in our quest to get there.
Yep.
But if we play the way that we did yesterday, the next 3 weeks, we will lose all three games. That performance was good enough to win, and really that's all that matters in any given week. But if that's the best we've got, we're about to lose three games in a row.
I got to tell you, John, in my entire life, which is now 41 years old, 41 years, I should say. I'm a man. I'm 41, okay? The little Mike Gundy humor for you there. Seltzer's on the phone. Listen, here's the bottom line. In my entire life, I have never seen an Eagles win more thoroughly convincing and dominant and then more ridiculous talk after the game of all this negativity. They won a football game in the NFL yesterday by 25
points. How is it
points.
Ridiculous talk?
They won by 25 points yesterday, John. 25! And all everyone wants to talk about is the offensive miscues, which I understand. The offense was not humming. It wasn't completely phenomenal. By the way, it wasn't like horrendous. The offense, as a for instance, didn't turn the ball over. I mean, you go into a game against the Jets, one of the things you say is pretty much the only way you lose the game to that team with that quarterback is turn the ball over. The offense didn't turn the ball over one time. So, like, they don't turn the ball over. Jordan Howard ran really good.
Joe, they scored two touchdowns and a field goal.
Okay. And what's your point?
They scored two touchdowns and a field goal is my point.
Isn't the Jets...
That stinks!
Isn't the Jets' defense a lot better than the Jets' offense?
Okay, and what's that saying? I'm not saying the Jets' defense is good. I'm saying, yeah, the Jets' defense is a lot better than the offense, but that offense might have been the worst offense that ever took the field in an NFL game.
It might have, actually.
The Jets' defense really is nowhere close to as good as we made them look yesterday. Two touchdowns and a field goal? Try that. Try that level of execution against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. You'll score negative points.
Yeah, I got to tell you, look, 8-8.
That was pathetic. The offensive performance was awful, and you can't You can't try to gloss over that. The defense looked amazing. Everything they did worked.
That was incredible.
But
just incredible.
But bear this in mind also. You're not going to see an offensive line that dysfunctional again all year either.
No, you might not see it for 10 more years. You might see an offense like that.
There is no way that you should feel good about that defensive sack total like moving forward. That's not going to happen ever again this season and probably not the next 5, 6, 7 seasons.
Right.
It just doesn't work like that. They were terrible. That Jets team was terrible. I've never seen a team that had one person on the entire offense that they just gave the ball to every play. That was so crazy.
Yeah, well, and
just break down completely.
No, there's no question. Look, 888-729-9494 to react to the game. I did something yesterday I never do. I mean, when I say never, I can't remember the last time I did it. Maybe I've done it before. I actually watched the game lying down. I never watch an Eagles game lying down. It's not a lie-down experience for me. I was so convinced the game was so thoroughly in hand, I just lied down. It was pillow, prop up the head a little bit, put a blanket on. It was great. And then, like, as soon as the game's over, it's like everybody's in a bad mood. I'm like, what just happened here? Look, the offense.
Wait, you.
John.
Hold on. This lying down thing is kind of weird.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's extremely weird. It just goes to show how comfortable
I felt. Why did you do it?
Because I was so comfortable and content with the fact that
you should not lie down and get comfy.
Well, that's my point. It's an unusual thing to do, and that's how convinced I was that the Eagles had the game in hand. And then like you get to
Do you often watch just television in that way? Like you lie down to watch
shows,
TV.
That is
like the ultimate,
but not sports,
display of laziness.
Well, I have no problem with that, but it doesn't normally apply to an Eagles game. Look, here's what I'm telling you: there's no doubt the Eagles offense had issues with efficiency. You'd have a completion right to Goddard and something would call it back. You'd have a run by Jordan Howard, something would call it back. You'd do this and something would happen. You'd start moving the ball, Darren Sproles would drop the ball on third down. Like, I get it. I do. Believe me, I really do. That the offense wasn't humming. But, I mean, as people look at the landscape of now this team in this season, I expect that they will play better. I think they will be cleaning some of this up. I think they already have cleaned some stuff up. I think Carson has played much better the last 2 weeks than he had in the beginning of the year. Much better. I thought Carson, listen.
That's the trick. That's the rub for me.
Why?
You act like Carson's playing differently than he did.
He's playing better.
No, he's not. People around
John,
him are playing better.
He's
getting better protected.
He did not have as many inaccurate passes yesterday as he had had earlier in the season. He didn't. It's just a fact. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Listen. I agree with you. He's not always accurate. But then again, neither's Tom Brady. Neither's Aaron Rodgers. This whole fixation you have with him being inaccurate is crazy.
I just complimented him. Don't get on my case. I told you he played better.
I felt like Carson played the way he plays. He plays the way he plays. Yesterday, he did the right things. Guys, including Carson, made mistakes that set us in holes.
Yes,
it was like that. Okay, that Carson yesterday, it was good. It was good Carson, but we need great Carson over the next 3 weeks. And I hate to be like looking ahead right after a win, but it doesn't sit well with me that's the level we just played at, and we're about to enter the toughest phase of our season, and It's just nowhere close to good enough.
Well, look, we'll see. 888-729-9494. I was very encouraged yesterday. I know a lot of people somehow weren't. They won by 25. We'll take your phone calls. Jeter Cameron, John Ritchie, on what you make of a 25-point Eagles win that somehow people have issue with. We'll talk about it on 94WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.